we are seeing the volatility build in the entire complex. You know, we're seeing the Dow back and forth. We're seeing the NASDAQ back and forth. The S&P, the U.S. dollar, sharp swings in the U.S. dollar, along with gold. And we're starting to see two things. We're starting to see a lot of inflationary buying take place when we start to see those concerns. And what that is buyers just come back in and you know, they want a physical commodity that they can hold on to. And that instability is a little bit caused by the election because we don't know what the outcome of this election is going to be. We go through this every 4 years. There's no clear, well-defined, what you would call front runner in the election. You know, we don't know if there's going to be a change in leadership. Two scenarios. Number one is, you know, if Joe Biden gets voted for president, we don't know what his trade policy will be. Now, you can look at it, and trade does this a lot. They try to draw similarities to what happened when he was vice president for President Obama. The thing is, Ashley, that was 4 years ago. A lot has changed in the global market in 4 years. So to say that he's going to have the same policy is we just don't know. We can't pin that down. You know, there's going to be some apprehension. There's going to be unknown. There's going to be doubt. And until we can find out what exactly the foreign policy is going to be, if we get a new president, that the market, that instability is likely going to cause a shrinkage of the fund interest and the buying interest on a whole. Now you look at the flip side, if President Trump gets reelected, trade might be a little bit less concerned because they know what his pathway has been already. But they also know that President Trump has had a very firm stance with countries like China and some other trade partners that the United States has. So to step up and say that trade is going to be pleased with President Trump is a little bit tough, too. You know, we don't know what his policies might be going forward just because that's what we've seen now. And so the trade does get a little bit nervous before a presidential election. I expect that volatility to build. And let's face it, we're only about 4 weeks away from the election. And a lot of times, you know, by the time a president is sworn in, or, you know, if we have a new president, the time span between the election and the inauguration, that market a lot of times will calm back down there a little bit, especially, you know, if we have the same, you know, if President Trump would get reelected. So there's a lot of uncertainty there, and markets don't like uncertainty, Ashley. I expect volatility to build. I think it might be a little greater this election than the ones we've had up to this. And that's because we are in a little bit more of a global market. And we're also still trying to recover from the COVID pandemic and everything else that's going on. So you add that to the mix and how the president's either candidate might react to it. And that's even more uncertainty for the market. So definitely a lot to watch on that front in the next 6 weeks here.
Yeah, and Carl, that's going to be volatility in both the ags and the general markets, or one more than the other?
I think it's going to be about 50-50, Ashley.
Okay.
But, you know, as we get closer, probably, you know, it's going to be 50-50 right now, but I would tend to see the volatility start to build in the equity sector, especially if we get an indication of which candidate is starting to lead, if it's President Trump or if it's candidate Biden. That as we get closer to the election, we start to get more poll numbers, that could easily cause more volatility, especially the few days leading right up to the election itself.